Did you hear that? Over 300 of you, that goes like, yes! I think the one thing that every couple on this planet has in common is that one of you believes expiration dates. The other one, totally fine risking everyone's life to save $3. You kidding? They're crackers. We could afford a fresh box. Just found out the kind of bananas that go into banana bread. That's terrifying. I have no idea. Walked into the kitchen. My wife is holding just the blackest, wettest clump. I was like, did you pull those out of the garbage? If someone actually made banana bread out of fresh bananas, it would probably be the best tasting food in history. We'll never know. Because for some reason, we're all fine with trash bread. Here's the proof it's not great. No one ever plans on making banana bread. It's a recipe invented in a hurry by a hoarder. Just stop buying so many bananas. It's like the moment y'all enter the grocery store, you forget they have a shelf life of 23 minutes. It's counterproductive. People will buy a bunch of bananas to get healthy and then procrastinate and just make dessert. We don't do that with anything else. No one ever opens the fridge like, oh, the strawberries are all moldy. Guess we have to bake a pie. Went to Chick-fil-A when I was done ordering. The cashier said, would you also like to buy a cookie? Have the money go to a local charity. And I said, no, I'll just buy the cookie. You should try it. Just for the dopamine rush of making a very nice stranger go, what? The thing is, I already give to charity. I don't need a treat at the end. Who is that for? Who's on the fence about it? Walking into a fast food place like, I've thought about donating, but what's in it for me? I was renewing my driver's license, filling out a paper form because the government still doesn't know how to use the internet. Check the box that I always do to be a registered organ donor. But now there is a new box underneath that one that says, would you also like to donate $2 to help spread awareness of organ donation? And I was like, I mean, I already feel like I'm giving quite a bit. Saving a life isn't enough. You need to go through my pockets for change. Like, imagine you go to your best friend and you're like, look, I know this is heavy, but when I die, I want you to have my Mercedes. And he's like, wow, I mean, thank you. Could I also have $2? Is anyone in here not a registered organ donor by choice? Someone clapping back there, like, yeah, when I go down, it's done. What's the reason? Yeah. No, not that proud of it? I'll die with my secret. Yeah, so will 5 other people. Boo them! Don't point that back at me. I clearly just virtue signaled how good I am. You're gonna boo me for their choices? I have a buddy who says that he's not an organ donor because he wants to be cremated. And I was like, I mean, yeah, they can do it before. I don't know what my buddy's thinking, like, later on people are going to be lifting up his urn, like, oh, feels lighter than it should. I think Dave broke the rule. have a new dentist. So I tried something new the first time I went. I told him that I was scared of the dentist just to see if he would treat me differently, and he didn't. They don't care. The thing is, I'm not scared of the dentist. I just hate the dentist, but you can't say that. It would be nice, though, just once. How cathartic would that be? He comes into the room. So how are you doing? I hate you. Just so much. I hate everything that's metal in this room. I hate what you've chosen to do with your life. I'll have grape. By the way, if you're a dentist, would you stop asking us how often we floss? You know. It's your job to know. Stop at the power move. I don't know why it matters to you. My root canal's paying off your Tesla. You shouldn't want me to floss. If I were a dentist, I'd be the richest dentist because everyone would love me because I wouldn't ask you questions. I treat you all like adults. I'd be on your side. Like, yeah, mouthwash burns. I don't use it either. Ugh. Anyway, that'll be $8,000. I'll see you next week. Grab a cookie on the way out. They're from Chick-fil-A. I'm a philanthropist. Hey, if you work for Apple... I'm going to put so much pressure on you that at some point someone's just going to explode. I'm holding in a cough. No, it's probably okay. You're fine. As long as you have your shots. How about I unify the crowd with a rant on vaccines? Huh? If you work for Apple or Android, would you stop improving the phones? I think we did it. We can do stuff on phones that we never even dreamed to ask for. You can wave your phone in front of a vending machine and it'll give you chips. I didn't see that in Back to the Future 2. You can post a sentence to the world and make yourself permanently unhireable. We have... I think we've covered it. I just wish these companies would now pool all of their resources together and finally create an unbreakable phone. How has that not been the priority these last 15 years that I've been trying to hold on to a $1,000 computer that's shaped like a slippery bar of soap? Also, Apple, if you're still listening, could you put little arms and legs on my phone so the next time I drop it between the car seats... they can crawl back out to me. I don't understand how we're at a point with technology that cars can drive themselves. We are living in the future, but they still all come with that gap like it's on purpose. Big enough for your phone, too small for your hand. You ever tried retrieving anything? It's scary. Like, I don't know. I've seen regular chairs, but car seats, they're made out of, like, knives and stuff. Ford is like, you drop your phone, you're going to earn it back. Indiana Jones. You ever dropped your phone down there when you were really relying on it? Like, for directions? You immediately transform into that. You know that character in movies who they haven't prayed since they were a child? You're just like, hey, Siri. I don't know if you can hear me. But if you're there, I really need you right now. I don't know where I'm going. Sorry about a couple of things I've said to you. I want to try something tonight. Doesn't always work, but I want to try and make a correlation. If you have a job where you work with customers every day, and there's a specific thing that a lot of people do every day that you can't stand, what is your job and what is that thing? What I'm trying to do is heal the world one comedy club at a time. But just spreading some empathy sort of on both sides of the counter. So if you are comfortable sharing, what is it that you would tell the world so you don't have to deal with it anymore? Well, one of mine is the person who won't turn their phone off. It's okay. This will be on the internet forever. Yes.
I don't like it when the woman says, I'd rather be at the dentist.
I don't want to guess what kind of doctor you are. All right, anyone not wearing a red shirt, what is it that you do?
I'm a nurse. People push a button to make a beeping noise to tell me something else is beeping that I can already hear.
Did you say every day?
Every day.
Yeah, there's years behind that. Sentence every day. So they call you into a room with a beeper.
It's not even a room. It's an open room where I can hear the beeping everywhere.
I mean, are you a nurse in a casino? What's happening? I mean, they clearly need them. I've seen the oxygen tanks. So it's more of like an open waiting area. They hear a beeping somewhere in the building and they get you and they're like, there's a beeping?
Yeah.
All right. It's probably just this guy who didn't turn his phone on. Oh, you sir. Yeah. What do you do?
I drive a semi.
All right. Boy, okay. I have something for you. You first.
For the world to know, we are very slow when you're getting on the freeway.
I get that. Okay, yeah. That is fair. Did everyone hear that? Semis are slow when they're getting on the freeway. How about all of us make an agreement that we will be more patient if you guys... If you can promise that if there's only two lanes on my side of the highway, you stick to the one. Is that okay? We'll shake on it afterward. I don't know what's happening with the one. It's always right when I'm coming up. One is like, hold on, just give me 27 minutes. I'm so much faster than this guy. He's been in front of me all day. This is going to save me 2 minutes getting to Walmart. So.
I work at the Creamery on 9th.
You work at the Creamery on 9th. He's very... This is pointed. All right, so what is it that people do?
They ask me what my favorite flavor is, but I'm dairy intolerant.
Why do you work there? What sort of self-loathing? Imagine going up to a zookeeper like, excuse me, what's your favorite mammal in here? And he's like, I'm blind. Can't enjoy any of this. So what do you do? There's only two choices, right? Either you just pick a random popular flavor, or you look them in the face and you're like, how dare you? Not all those were born with an iron stomach. Yeah, what do you do back there?
I work at Pizza Pie Cafe.
Pizza Pie Cafe on what street? think I've been there before. There's pizza and pasta and other stuff, and you just go up and ask for it or grab it like buffet style. So what is it that people do?
Tell me how to do my job.
Like how?
I'm cooking pasta, and they're like, that's not how you do it.
I hope you shoot back with something like, if you could cook pasta, you'd probably be cooking pasta right now at home. Oh, all right, yeah, let's try and get one more. These are great. Yeah.
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, sorry. No, hygienists are cool. Hygienists do the dirty work and they get paid less, and then the dentist just comes in and he's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna golf. All right, so what is it that we can do better when we come in to the dentist? I mean, that's like being heckled by a callback to a joke. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Yeah. Is that someone right there? Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
At an undisclosed hospital.
What's that?
At an undisclosed hospital.
An undisclosed hospital. She's like, oh, I don't know what these Gen Z folk are doing, giving out their addresses. And yeah, so what can
H does not stand for hotel, and RN does not mean refreshments and narcotics.
Oh. You've said this before. I guess I've been using hospitals wrong. What is that? Did someone hear that? What is that beeping? Could you please turn that off? I'm serious though, like with the sound crew, are we good? Do I have to start at the beginning? Has that been happening the entire time?
Yeah, start over.
All right, but this time around, the OBGYN can just keep it to himself. All right, so here's my theory. I think all of us are the same human being. We are all, and no matter what it is that you do for your 9 to 5, whatever you hate that you have to deal with all day, the moment that you leave work at 5:01 p.m., and go to some other place of business, you immediately become everyone that you hate. Right? Like, she is just exhausted at the end of the day of people asking for drugs and they can stay the night. So she wants to treat herself to some ice cream, doesn't want to have to think about it, so she just asks this guy, I mean, what's your favorite? This perspective, it's helped me gain a more of an inner peace for certain things, because I used to hate the guy after shows who would give me a joke. And I know statistically right now, at least 3 of you were like, well, I guess that's not happening. I think it's crazy that I can stand up here and talk for over 30 minutes and share clearly what are stories from my life, ideas from my point of view, but every other show, without fail, some guy will come up to me, and it's always a guy. Say something like, I don't know if you want to use this. I don't. Yeah. But I get it. I at least understand the impulse now, and I feel bad. Yesterday, telling a kid how to stir macaroni. So, hey, if you're enjoying my comedy special, you might also like my podcast, The Book Pile, a comedy podcast about books featuring me and David Vance.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm a writer.
Enough about him. We've covered these books. We've roasted these books. Click the link or listen wherever you get podcasts. Now back to me. I also don't think, I don't want you to misunderstand me, I don't think every job deserves empathy, and I know that the TSA is low-hanging fruit, but it is for a reason. It is such a facade of a security process. I can prove it right now. How many of you have been patted down by a TSA agent? I don't think it's right. Way too many. Just the fact that none of you are in prison right now kind of points to a 0% success rate on their part. What an inefficient process that is. Every day, LAX treats everyone like a 70,000-person police lineup where no one did it. What is that conversation at the end of the day between employees? Like, so, how many bad guys did we catch? None. Again. Nobody ever does anything. All right, well, at least we made them all late for their flights. It's the only time that I get confrontational in public is in security at the airport. And recently, I had a guy, just another passenger in line, said to me, just leave them alone. It's not their fault. They're doing their job. It is 100% their fault. No one made them work there. They deliberately chose a job that allowed them to go through other people's stuff. Hard to root for that guy. And every time they shove my carry-on back to me, they always say, you're good to go. And I always say, I know. I knew that before you did. I didn't even have 2 weeks of training. So, kind of seems like I'm one Cub Scout uniform away from being your boss. Oh. But we're all selfish, right? I don't care how nice you think you are. All of us have only had one thought when we smell an engine burning on the freeway, which is, that had better not be me. I hope it's that slow semi. How about this? You ever take a shower in a hotel and when you get out, you discover you have flooded the entire floor? And you're just like, glad I don't live here. Splash, 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 splash. Carpet, carpet. Could I get a new room? This one's weird. And they give it to you. I ask for new rooms all the time. It's a loophole that I found because they don't clean your rooms every day in hotels like they used to ever since COVID, which seems like a backwards response. I've only been rejected once. It was earlier this year. I called the front desk guy. I told him I needed a different room because mine was haunted. And he hung up. So I called right back and I said, sorry we got disconnected there. I just wanted to see if that was you or this thing in my room. He hung up again. So I had to stay in that room that night, but the next morning before I left, I steamed up the bathroom mirror and wrote, I died in that bed. Cleared it out, checked out, and that night for sure, that desk guy got the same call from someone else. So checkmate, Best Western. I mean, can we talk about the backdrop for just a second? I mean, is this like a 60s game show? I don't. It looks like the Muppets got steamrolled. That's... Hey, you. Yes, you. The one watching this right now with your device. Listen up. Don't look at me. Eyes on the road. Just listen. First of all, congrats on almost getting to the end of a comedy special online. Very rare. Most people do not. Don't believe me? Go ahead and check the comments below and just see how many people have already started teaching me about banana bread. Actually, you have to use those Oprah right banana. I know. I know, but it's not funny if I know, right? That's what jokes are. Sometimes jokes is just committing to an absolute statement, no matter how silly it is. When Instagram was still paying creators for content, I was able to take my family to Hawaii from the money I made on just one clip that I posted of a joke where I said that penguins don't have knees. More comments feed the algorithm, and you wouldn't believe the number of actuallys. Obviously, I know they have knees, but can't we agree that they walk like they don't? If you are the person who corrects comedians on social media, just know you are the worst part of the internet. You risk nothing as you try to ruin other people's something. Would you please just turn off your phone, put on your TSA jacket, and get back to work?